ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 11 चैप्टर एंटाइटल द ट्रांसेंडेंटल क्वालिटीज ऑफ ऋत्रासुर टेक्स्ट 20। नान्व एष वज्रस्तव शक्र तेजसा हरेर्दधीचेस्तपसा च तेजितः तेनेव शत्रुं जहि विष्णुयन्त्रितो यतो हरिर्विजयश्रीर्गुणास्ततः। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। ओ इंद्र किंग ऑफ हेवन, द थंडरबोल्ट यू कैरी टू किल मी हैज बीन एम्पावर्ड बाय द प्रोवेस ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु एंड द स्ट्रेंथ ऑफ द दधीचीज ऑस्टेरिटीज। सिंस यू हैव कम हियर टू किल मी In accordance with Lord Vishnu's order, there is no doubt that I shall be killed by the release of your thunderbolt. Lord Vishnu has sided with you. Therefore, your victory, opulence and all good qualities are assured. Purport. Vritrasur not only assured King Indra that the thunderbolt was invincible, but also encourage Indra to use it against him as soon as possible. Ritrasur was eager to die with the stroke of the thunderbolt sent by Lord Vishnu so that he could immediately return home back to Godhead. By hurling the thunderbolt, Indra would gain victory and enjoy the heavenly planets, remaining in the material world for repeated birth and death. Indra wanted to gain victory over Vritrasur and thereby become happy, but that would not at all be happiness. The heavenly planets are just below Brahmaloka, but as stated by the Supreme Lord Krishna, A Brahma Bhuvanal Loka Punar Avartino Arjuna. Even if one achieves Brahmaloka, he must still fall to the lower planetary systems again and again. However, if one goes back to Godhead, he never returns to this material world. By killing Vritrasur, Indra would not actually gain. He would remain in the material world. Vritrasur, however, would go to the spiritual world. Therefore, victory was destined for Vritrasur, not for Indra. Translation once again. O Indra, before beginning this class, I'd like to beg permission from His Grace Soma Prabhu, so very senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada, and similarly other senior God brothers of mine. So here we are seeing the climax of the whole episode of Indra wanting to retain his kingdom. That's why it is said the demigods also have their own realm of difficulties. Just to maintain their position, they have to go through the whole encumbrance of dealing with the opposition of the demons, trying to please Lord Vishnu just to maintain their status quo. And here we find that Vritrasur has now encouraging a very, very less convinced Indra that he must charge him with the thunderbolt. And here we find this chapter is so wonderfully titled as the transcendental qualities of Vritrasur. If you see right from the beginning, the episode of Chitraketu Maharaj being cursed by Parvati Devi. Vritrasura in his previous life was Chitraketu Maharaj, and he was a pure devotee of the Lord, but this curse came upon by the will of the Supreme Lord, and Parvati Devi just was the instrument. And this was realized by Chitraketu Maharaj. And therefore, at the very onset of that curse, he failed. In fact, he completely failed to regret that curse coming upon him. So the first transcendental quality of Vritrasura, if we find, was absence of even a tinge of regret that what came to his life. And we find that happily he accepted the curse. So today in the discussion we'll be discussing Vritrasura transcendental qualities as in parallels we see to the transcendental qualities of Vidura and Uddhava. There are wonderful interesting parallels in the same similar episode but in a different humor. And we find that Vidura also was, of course, cursed in his previous life as Yamaraj, right, to become Vidura. But he was happy because he could be on vacation and he could be on in the association of devotees, then to be in the always in the company of his associates, subordinates, Yamadutas. So when Vidura was giving good advice to Dhritarashtra, that he must refrain from confronting the Pandavas and to give their claim. Duryodhan was very upset. And as Duryodhan would suggest that rather this person, Vidura, he is not only a son of a kept mistress, a Dasi Putra, but he is also an infidel. He's a spy of the Pandavas. Therefore, a spy should not be allowed to remain in our kingdom. He must be simply ousted right away. And we find that Vidura is insulted in the royal palace. The well-wisher of the Kauravas, well-wisher of Dhritarashtra. And this reaction of Vidura is similar to that of Vritrasura. Srila Prabhupada mentions here that gata vyato yad uru manayaha, thus being pierced by the sharp arrows through his ears and afflicted to the core of his heart, Vidura placed his bow on the door and quit his brother's palace. He was not sorry, for he considered the acts of supreme energy. Therefore, he considered the acts of the external energy to be supreme. And therefore, it is mentioned here, Srila Prabhupada mentions that the external energy of the Lord is completely under the control of the Supreme Lord. And the conditioned soul is completely under the control of the external energy. Therefore, the conditioned soul is completely subordinate to the laws of the Supreme Lord. And here he could see clearly that Duryodhan was not the person who was a cause of difficulty for him. Rather, it was the external energy which was afflicting Duryodhan. And this external energy, as he was being affected by that, that would be later cause Duryodhan's ruination. But not only that, he saw that Duryodhan was simply an instrument in the hands of the Maya, the Mahamaya, the external energy. But he also saw how the internal energy was working for him. That is the energy, the personal energy of the Supreme Lord, Yogamaya. And Prabhupada mentions very fantastic statements here. As what was the cause, what was the attitude of Vidura that caused him to accept this very, very trying situation. And Prabhupada mentions that a devotee is always in a renounced temperament because the worldly attractions can never satisfy him. He does not make compromise because he has no option. He has no choice. But because he has a higher taste, he is in a renounced temperament, therefore is already ready to give it up. It's not that he's forced to surrender. Generally, the connotation of surrender is little that of a compulsion. Surrender means people feel, you know, you have to do it out of force or at gunpoint. As police or you know, when they confront the criminals, if they show the gun, they have to surrender. They are forced to surrender. They are not doing out of love or affection or out of some deep motivation. But the only cause is that it is out of fear. Therefore, the surrendered word cannot be actually fully translated from Sanskrit. The Sanskrit counterpart, I mean Sanskrit counterpart of this word surrender is prapadye. And prapadye is a more clear explanation of what surrender is. It's not just forced submission. So here we find that Vidura was already detached. He was not attached to any comforts of the royal palace. And therefore, he got the opportunity, right, by the grace of Duryodhan, Prabhupada mentions. He got the opportunity to leave the palace by the grace of Duryodhan so that he would, and Prabhupada mentions that, and instead of being sorry at the strong words of insult, he thanked him from within. Right? He thanked him from within, and because it gave him a chance to live alone in a holy place and fully engage in devotional service of the Lord. So this is exactly like, you know, Yamraj on a vacation. Right? He already wanted a break from his regular management, and he wanted a free time, a very exclusive time for development of his spiritual emotions. And we find here that therefore, Vidura never defended. He placed this bow, he was defending his brother Dhritarashtra, but now we understood that the external energy was working for Duryodhan, and his brother Dhritarashtra could not be saved. And in this way, we find that Vidura and Dhritarashtra were in the same kind of renounced temperament. Chitraketu Maharaj was not attached to his position of being the king, having a royal palace comforts, but he was already ready to give it up. He just needed the right situation, the right arrangement by the Lord. And that's how sometimes we say, most of the time is that opportunities knock the door. But most of the people complain the noise that it makes. So rather than being worried or being anxious about the noise that it creates, it's actually opening the door of higher possibilities. So this is wonderful, one wonderful quality of a devotee that is always in the renounced temperament. And therefore, he does not regret anything that comes by his way, because he always sees everything as the arrangement of the Lord. The second quality of Vritrasura, as we see, that the Supreme Lord wanted Chitraketu Maharaj to become fully purified of all his sinful reactions. And therefore, he wanted him to go home back to Godhead very early, very quickly. As per our eagerness, Krishna is more eager for us to take us back home, back to Godhead. And this exactly shows in the case of Chitraketu Maharaj that Krishna himself wanted Chitraketu Maharaj to really go home, back to Godhead very fast. Therefore, he had to pack up all of his sinful reactions in one place. And that was the body of a demon. And knowing Chitraketu Maharaj was exactly knowing the purpose by which he was cursed, was that he would get purified in his next life, not to take any birth again in this material world. So we find here that the more these disasters and calamities come, it's welcome for us, because more of our reactions are compressed in those difficulties and calamities, so that we have less balance of karma remaining in this existence. So when we see in the case of Vidura, what does Vidura do after getting this curse or getting this insult from Duryodhan? Vidura immediately, Prabhupada mentions that, sa nirgata kaurava punya labdho gaja vyaha tirtha pada padani anva kramat punya chikrisha urvayam adishtito yani sahastra murti. So Vidura, because of his pious birth, got a very high birth, high parentage in the family of Kauravas. But Prabhupada mentions that such pious possessions are not the qualifications for receiving the grace of the Lord. Simply piety is not enough to get the grace of the Lord, but rather one must execute the process of devotional service, which is way beyond piety. And Prabhupada mentions here that Vidura himself was such a pious person and such a great devotee of the Lord. How did he take this incident? He took this incident as an opportunity for purification. And that's what once upon a time, and similarly in this case, we find Prabhupada mentions here in the purport that Krishna himself was present at that time when Vidura was ousted from the palace. He could have rightly straight away gone to Krishna to meet him. But what was Vidura's consciousness? Prabhupada mentions that Lord Krishna was personally present in this world and Vidura could have approached him directly, but he did not do so because he was not sufficiently freed from sin. One cannot be 100% devoted to the Lord unless and until one is completely free from all the effects of the sin. And Vidura was conscious that by the association of the diplomatic Dhritarashtra and Duryodhan, he had lost his piety and was therefore not fit to associate at once with the Lord. Similarly, we find that once upon a time when there were so many difficulties at Jew temple, the initially construction that was a bare construction site, so many mosquitoes, swampy area, people getting, devotees getting sick again and again and not used to such harsh conditions. Many of them decided to go to Srila Prabhupada, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj was heading that delegation and told Srila Prabhupada, maybe actually we can leave this place and we can do some preaching somewhere else. That would be more beneficial. Our resources can be much more utilized somewhere else. Sometimes we find that, yes, some things are not going good and we just keep on dragging and we think, okay, let's do something else now. Maybe this situation is too difficult for us. We can change to a very comfortable arrangement where we can render more service. There is one situation when there is more obstacles, more difficulties, more calamities, and other is a situation, a comfortable situation to do a little more service. But what did Srila Prabhupada say? Prabhupada say, just said these words, don't you want to get purified? And it was not that Srila Prabhupada's was a personal agenda to have this temple built, but actually he wanted his disciples to get purified through this experience. And right, we find that many of his disciples, of Srila Prabhupada's disciples in the early years, would just go on Sankirtan many of the times and would get arrested, would be put into jail, would be so many atrocities against them. One of the devotee disciples, the Pujari, she was being attacked at the time of the attempt to break down that half-constructed temple. And she was dragged along by the police in a very, very harsh way. And then when she was asked so many years later, 25 years later, that right now if you are young and that age and you are in that situation again, do you think you can take up that same sacrifice? Can you take up that same sacrifice and tolerate so many difficulties for service of Srila Prabhupada? And she replied that, why not? Yes, 100 times more. And she was so determined that she wanted to serve Srila Prabhupada in any situation that came by for her. So this is the opportunity for purification that Rudrasur took upon him, as that Chitraketu Maharaj took upon him, as well as Vidura. And that's how we find Vidura goes on all the pilgrimage places and to visit the Lord, having the darshans. Another very wonderful quality that comes out of Rudrasur is that his integrity of his conduct. Even though he was a demon, right? He was a Paramahamsa. He was a pure devotee of the Lord. But he never failed to perform his occupational duties. And he was not lazy and complacent. And that's exactly what Krishna tells to Arjuna, that you must perform your occupation duties in the mood of consciousness of always remembering me. And we find here that Uddhava, sorry, this situation was that the result was already known. Vritrasura would be killed by Indra and he would go back to Godhead. So Vritrasura could have easily submitted himself, so you just kill me right away. I would go home back to Godhead. No, but he played the full role that he was designated by the Supreme Lord. He did not say that already we are going home back to Godhead. As Srila Prabhupada said, all of my disciples are already pure devotees. That does not mean that we have a chance to stay back and be complacent. In this life, to fully execute the order of the spiritual master is the first duty of the disciple. And then it is the business of the spiritual master to take home, back to Godhead, that eager and sincere disciple. The disciple is not concerned with the outcome, but rather he is concerned with the performance of his prescribed duties. So Vritrasura was very enthusiastic to perform his demoniac acts. He was shouting loudly, horrifying the demigods, challenging the demigods, chastising the demons. He was exactly playing as if he was like a hardcore demon. Because that was the role that was designated by the Supreme Lord that he had to play. And he actually completely went into that role. Similarly, we find Vidura, who was accustomed to this comforts at the royal palace. It was so difficult for him overnight that he was out of the palace, in wilderness, no facilities, no comforts, no one with him, traveling alone, no secretary, practically completely dependent on the Supreme Lord. And we find that Vidura performed his pilgrim's journey simply to please the Supreme Lord. He was raggedly, he was dressed niggardly, in the sense he was dragged in a ragged manner. He was not very concerned about his appearance. Vidura, he was a minister. Just overnight, his identity just changed, external identity. And sometimes we feel that, sometimes even in Krishna consciousness, we feel that we need to have an identity to perform devotional service. Yes, I am so-and-so brahmachari, or I am so-and-so grastha, I am a preacher, I am a book distributor. And we cling on to that identity. And when that identity is taken away from us, then we face the real crisis. How to go ahead with the same enthusiasm? We lack that enthusiasm because the situations have changed. The external identities have changed. And therefore we find here that Vidura and Vritrasura both had a very different identity. Chitraketu Maharaj was a king and then he became a demon. But that did not become the disqualification to render devotional service with that same enthusiasm. So in the body of a demon, he was with the same enthusiasm that he had previously as a king. And Vidura was a minister, but now he was a pilgrim, unrecognized by anyone. And Prabhupada says that therefore a devotee should not be concerned with pleasing the society when he is on a pilgrimage. Similarly, Vritrasura was not concerned with pleasing the demigods just because they were the devotees of the Lord, but he was simply concerned with pleasing the Supreme Lord. And that's how we find that this quality of integrity is so wonderful here. So even if one is a Paramahamsa, he acts in such a way to simply show by his conduct for others that how one should behave and act in an ideal way. I mean, one devotee was just telling me how a sannyasi, a very wonderful sannyasi, very inspiring, he was just walking on the road, and just in this city of Mumbai, very close to this place, right? And as he was crossing this road to go to the Babulnath temple, as there was a Sunday feast there, so devotees were going, and they were going to that road. And as you know, Indians, they care less for the traffic, right? So it's just like if you have 10 of them, 6, 7 of them, yes, you can just tell, just wait, we have to cross. You can tell the vehicles to stop, right? And they just cross, or they just sometimes don't even indicate that they have to stop. They just cross, so that automatically it is the liability of the driver to take care of the pedestrians. But this sannyasi was walking through the pavement, came to the pedestrian place where actually there is a zebra crossing signal in that way. waited for the signal to stop, that the vehicles would stop, and then only crossed. While other devotees just simply kept crossing, right? But here is a very great devotee of the Lord, pure devotee of the Lord. He is simply waiting and is honoring all the things, all the formalities of this world, the laws of this place, and acting in such a way. Just to show that how one must have the integrity of one's conduct. Even if you are living in this place, live as an ideal person for others to set the right example. So also we find that Vritrasura had this wonderful quality of complete surrender. And Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions that there are two classes of devotees, pure devotees. One who is completely free from all material desires and is satiated from all of them and simply acts in pure devotional service, but the other devotee is completely surrendered. And that's why what we find that Vritrasura, even though he was in the body of the demon, his simply consciousness was to simply surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we find that his body or his action or his role was not an obstacle for performing the devotional service. Similarly, when we find that Vidura meets Uddhava at the place of on the banks of the Yamuna, Vidura is so ecstatic to meet Uddhava. And one of the very nice purports that Srila Prabhupada mentions, that when Vidura meets Uddhava and he is at the banks of Yamuna, Prabhupada mentions something about Vrindavan. And Prabhupada mentions that this place, Vrindavan, is so magnetic, and this place is such a place that people, all the devotees there in this place, are simply mad after searching for Krishna, though Krishna is not visible there. And Prabhupada then mentions that searching for Krishna in this manner is more efficient than seeing Krishna face to face. Right? And that's how Prabhupada said, there are still some devotees in Vrindavan who are still searching for Krishna. And I was just in Vrindavan sometime, and then some devotees told us that there are still some sadhus and babas who are moving around the places of Braj to find some footprints of Krishna in the dust of Vrindavan, where no one has reached there. And there may be still someone, because in Vrindavan never no one would place their feet on Krishna's footprints. And this statement of Srila Prabhupada is so real, that there are still some devotees in Vrindavan who are still eagerly searching for Krishna's lotus footprints. They're searching. That's their ecstasy. That's their service. So this is what Prabhupada's statement is coming alive in the Bhagavatam. And that's how we find that this eagerness of Vidura meeting Uddhava. And when Uddhava is requested by Vidura to speak about the Supreme Lord, Uddhava is in complete trance, in complete absorption of the Supreme Lord. And he is unable to answer immediately. And Prabhupada mentions in this very nice shloka that sa katham sevaya tasya kalena jarasam gataha prishto vartam prati bhruyat bhartur padam anusmaran. Uddhava was thus served the Lord continually from childhood, and his old age his attitude of service never slackened. As soon as he was asked about the message of the Lord, he at once remembered all about him. And this wonderful purport is giving us the clue that even in any circumstances, how one can simply increase our devotional service every moment. And this purport is so enlightening. Prabhupada is comparing transcendental service to mundane service. And Prabhupada mentions that in mundane service, there is retirement at a certain age. Right? And Prabhupada says that, but in transcendental service of the Lord, there is no retirement at all. Right? Sometimes we feel, Prabhupada disciples would go and, Prabhupada, can we actually retire from this active preaching and, you know, stay in Vrindavan? Prabhupada said, yes. After you have sufficiently preached, you are doing the service, then you can stay in Vrindavan. But even Prabhupada said, for as a matter of fact, for me, I can't do that because I still need to do this service. And this Prabhupada is mentioning that in transcendental service of the Lord, there is no retirement at all. On the contrary, the service attitude increases more and more with the progress of age. In the transcendental service, there is no satiation and therefore there is no retirement. It's not that we have an option. The devotee does not feel any way, any scope for retirement because there is complete satiation in the service. And Prabhupada says, materially, when a man becomes tired by rendering service, in this physical body, he has a physical body, he is allowed retirement, but in the transcendental service, there is no feeling of fatigue. Prabhupada himself is a live example. Translating morning walks, the Bhagavatam class, interacting with disciples, whole day of hectic schedules, and still Prabhupada will be alive. And sometimes most of his disciples could not compete with Prabhupada's pace in the morning walk. And they were struggling to match the pace of Srila Prabhupada. Especially when Prabhupada just slept 2 to 3 hours a day. And there were devotees who were having a good night rest, had struggled having difficulty to match Prabhupada's pace. And Prabhupada mentions that this is what Srila Prabhupada is actually his own personal ecstasies, this purports. Prabhupada is mentioning that, but in the transcendental service, there is no feeling of fatigue because it is spiritual service and it is not on the bodily plane. It immediately takes you above the bodily plane, and service on the bodily plane dwindles as the body grows older, but the spirit is never old. And therefore, on the spiritual plane, the service is never tiresome. And therefore, Uddhava simply matured with his devotional service more and more. So this surrender is possible, ahaituki apratihata, at any stage of life. And just like Bhishma Dev was eager to leave his body, right, waiting for Krishna to come, Vritrasura was seeing Indra, was seeing the Supreme Lord in the thunderbolt of Indra. He was visualizing that this is the Supreme Lord coming to me through this thunderbolt, and therefore he was telling, strike Indra, strike me with this thunderbolt, because this is Lord Vishnu coming to me to take home back to Godhead. This is Lord Vishnu. You are seeing as a thunderbolt and you are afraid because you are seeing it on the mundane platform. You are seeing simply as a weapon. Indra's faith and Vritrasura's faith was distance apart. Indra had his own weapon which was capable of destroying, killing Vritrasura, but he had not faith in it. Similarly, when we have this Krishna consciousness with us, we have the instructions, we have everything sometimes, but we don't have faith. Even if we don't have, if we have everything, we have the temple, we have the devotees, we have the deities, we have the process of devotional service, but if this faith is lacking, then even if we have it, we are not confident about that. But on the contrary, a devotee sees that if he has the faith in the instructions, he has faith in the process of Krishna consciousness, even it is coming, if everything comes in a way which is awkward to him, which is not so favorable, it was not so favorable, but then the devotee takes it with great faith, and therefore he is able to surmount any kind of difficulties. And therefore we find that this one last quality of Vritrasura was that he had no tinge of material desire. He had no desire for heavenly planets, no desire for any recognition, he had no desire for any prestige. He did not want any facilities, comforts, and therefore he is saying that this body is, I am ready to give this body because this body is meant for Krishna. This body is meant for the Supreme Lord. So immediately I am ready to sacrifice this body. And therefore we find that once upon a time also Srila Prabhupada was along with his disciples, and some disciples were telling Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, we had a very nice kirtan. I really enjoyed the kirtan. And Prabhupada said, kirtan is not for you to enjoy. Right? Kirtan is there to please Krishna. Therefore, if you enjoy even the process of Krishna consciousness, it's in one sense something apart from pure devotional service. So, to the degree that Srila Prabhupada would be conscious of everything, right? He was encouraging his disciples at the same time showing them the highest standard of pure devotional service. And that's exactly the qualities of a pure devotee that Vritrasura is manifesting in this wonderful chapter that is Srila Prabhupada has mentioned, the transcendental qualities of Vritrasura. So encouraging that even Indra got the confidence and the faith thereafter, after associating with Vritrasura's enthusiasm, his faith, his devotional, his complete surrender to the Supreme Lord. And Indra actually got the benefit of the association, and therefore in one sense when his Vritrasura is mentioning that all opulence, all victory will be yours, he's mentioning that because you have associated with me, soon you will also develop this opulence of devotional service, the victory that one will go, that one has to go home back to Godhead. But for now, I am the victor and you are the loser. So apparently the situations were that Indra got the kingdom, but he lost. But Vritrasura was killed by this thunderbolt, but he actually won. And that is a wonderful process of Krishna consciousness. What is defeat in the entire world, that is a victory for the devotees. Whatever people are enjoying, progressing, advancing, the devotee sees simply as that it's good for them. But for me, I just need the shelter of the Supreme Lord and the association of devotees. Finally, because of wonderful association that that Chitraketu Maharaj had with his spiritual master, and that is why it is said that even for a neophyte, association is so important. But even the Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions that association is the most crucial factor even in the advanced stage of devotional service. And that's how we find here that Vidura also is associating with Uddhav, and Sri Uddhav is then requesting Vidura to go to Maitreya Muni to again associate, and that his place is going to pilgrimage was not a formality, but the purpose of pilgrimage was to associate with senior and wonderful advanced devotees so that he could progress more and more in devotional service. Thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.